Our next story is about a doctor who found himself in an impossible situation with a seemingly impossible patient. This was early on in his career, and he decided to improvise. Travis Baggett is an internist at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston, and he told this story as part of the American College of Physicians Doctor Story Slam.
He shuffled slowly into the pink-walled room, sat down across from me in an orange plastic school chair. His face was flat. My palms were sweaty. We were two men sitting quietly face to face in a women's bathroom. But it wasn't just any women's bathroom. This is a women's bathroom at a homeless shelter for people with serious mental illness. I was early in my tenure as a primary care doc at the shelter. The idea was to reach out to people, meet them on their own terms. In hindsight, the women's bathroom may have missed the mark on that a little bit, but it was the one place in the shelter with a sink and the space to run our clinic. When I first started doing this work about 5 years ago, I had very little clue what I was doing. But the day that Dennis shuffled into that room and sat down across from me in that orange chair, something changed. He was a 50-year-old man who had just moved into the shelter after spending many years living alone on the streets. He took no meds, wasn't really keen on seeing doctors. I learned that about a month before I met him, he had actually broken his arm, but he never followed through on getting it fixed. And so when he landed in the shelter, the staff there did what anyone would do for a man with a broken arm. They sent him to the women's bathroom to see an internal medicine doctor. When I met Dennis, I asked him about his arm. He just looked at it, almost like it wasn't his. And he said, "Doesn't feel broken." He spoke in short, cryptic sentences with words that were sometimes made up. His eyes were empty. His hair was unkempt. He was wearing a video game joystick around his neck like a necklace. He had taken dozens of those rubber wristbands, you know, the kind made famous by Lance Armstrong, shoved them tightly up around his upper arm. He was clearly ill in many ways, but he didn't want a thing from me. He was there only because the shelter staff asked him to come see me. Now, I had no idea what to do next. I mean, I knew as a primary care doctor there were any number of things I could talk to him about in the name of good care, things like vaccines or screening tests, but somehow in that moment, none of that really seemed to matter. As we sat there quietly, his feet caught my eyes. On his left foot, he was wearing an aqua sock covered by a blue Velcro post-op shoe. On his right foot, he was wearing no shoe at all, just a wool stocking cap that he had pulled tightly over his foot and fixed to his ankle with another one of those rubber wristbands, but this one didn't say "Live Strong" on it. No, this one right there on the dirty ankle of this broken outcast said, in all caps, "Amazing Grace." I wasn't sure how this next part would go, but I gave it a try. "Dennis, could I wash your feet?" He said yes. He said yes. After a long soak, I toweled his feet off, gave him a clean pair of socks. Shelter staff helped him find a proper pair of shoes, and we sent him on his way. I didn't write a single script. I didn't give him any doctorly advice at all. But about a week later, he went and had his arm tended to by the orthopedist. About a week after that, he saw a psychiatrist and agreed to start meds to help his thinking. I saw him in passing about 3 months later, and I barely recognized him. He waved at me with a big smile and said, "Hey, doc." Shortly after that, he moved into a group home, and I never saw him again. But in that brief slice of time that I knew Dennis, he taught me that sometimes when people are really broken, the thing they need most isn't a vaccine or a diagnosis or a medication or counseling. Sometimes they just need someone to treat them kindly. Thank you.